Yemen's health ministry has warned that thousands of medical facilities are at risk as the Saudi all-out blockade continues unabated. A health ministry spokesman said preventing oil derivatives from reaching the health sector is leading to a humanitarian catastrophe. The spokesman noted that a lack of fuel has made more than 120 hospitals and some 3,000 medical facilities vulnerable to the imminent catastrophe. The Saudi-led coalition prevents tankers loaded with diesel and petroleum from reaching the key port of Hodeidah to provide hospitals and health facilities with their needs. Saudi Arabia has placed a land, air, and sea blockade on Yemen since the war began in 2015. The war has killed thousands of Yemeni civilians, including children and women. Yemeni journalist Nasser Shaker says the humanitarian situation in Yemen has reached a dangerous point that many people do not have access to essential health services.
The humanitarian situation in the capital, Sana'a, is moving from the bad to worse. The continuing siege of the Saudi coalition for the oil derivatives tankers in the Red Sea is really seems a very dangerous threat to the navigation, the freedom of navigation in the Red Sea, and also to the Yemen's sovereignty. Can you imagine that the Yemenis or the civilians in Sana'a, where it is home for over than 1 million internally displaced people, are struggling to reach work places or to hospitals or any facility? They are standing in the street for 10 minutes to 15. Minutes in the street waiting for a minibus or a high bus to reach the targeted position. So the situation, there is a looming catastrophic humanitarian situation in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a due to the ongoing siege of the oil derivatives, and there is every severe shortages of oil in Sana'a.